Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I need a physician's opinion here. Here, why don't we do a little Novacare thing?
Yes.
Because we had some injuries last night. Would you please do the honors for this fine physician?
Dr. Brad Bernardini, orthopedic surgeon at Reconstructive Orthopedics, Bordentown, Cherry Hill, Moorestown, Sewell, Marlton, Voorhees, and Vineland. He's medical director, sports medicine at Virtua, and team doctor for the soul.
All right, great. Doc, thank you for being with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
All right, Doc, we got a couple of injury issues. We're very worried about our top special teams guy, Chris Maragos. They said he may have a torn ACL and PCL. What is a PCL?
A PCL is the next door neighbor to the ACL in the knee. So we all hear about ACL injuries. PCL injuries basically protect the knee in the opposite direction that the ACL does. So it's a really important ligament in the knee. Interestingly, though, it can do very well if it's just an isolated injury.
Yeah, but with the ACL, you're in trouble, right, Doc?
You're in trouble. It depends what grade it is. That's the big thing, and we don't know that yet.
Okay, so it's not necessarily for sure it would be a season ender.
Well, the ACL is the season ender.
We're screwed anyway.
Jeez.
All right, Doc.
Is that your official medical opinion?
Doc, I am, you can probably already tell, I don't have a lot of medical information in my own brain. Jordan Hicks, this seems to become now a chronic thing, Doc. He re-injured the ankle. Is an ankle susceptible to re-injury?
Yeah, they're very susceptible to recurrent injury. There's some studies that show that they can be up to almost 80% likelihood of recurrence, you know, in the same season. So, you know, a little bit there, too, depends on exactly what the injury is and what grade it is, and I don't have that information specific to him. But what we'll see a lot is, you know, common old ankle sprain. You know, historically that's something that coaches would have said, you know, rub a little dirt on it and get back out there and play. Now we realize there's a lot more complexity to it. The healing time for a common ankle sprain is about 6 weeks, and we're not going to take these guys out for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So we try to kind of rehab them quicker. We use a little bit of the science and technology that we have to get them back out there. But the reality is things aren't healed yet. So they're out there. They're playing in a little bit of a potentially compromised position. And, again, I can't speak to, you know, any definitive terms with him, but this is what we see a lot with high-level athletes. You know, we have an incentive to get them back out there. We want them to be safe, but we also want them to be on the field. So we do see a lot of these recurrent ankle injuries.
All right, Doc, I screwed up my pick this week because I used the Lane Johnson stat that they never win when he doesn't play.
Yeah.
And I would like to solve this problem by having him play again,
yes,
but he's in concussion protocol. What do you need as a physician? What do you need to see before you will clear him to go back on the football field?
You need to see a complete resolution of symptoms related to concussion, and that's a very, very kind of nebulous thing. You know, concussions are not a, you know, as an orthopedic surgeon, I like to be able to see something that's structurally damaged and I can fix it, whereas a concussion is more of a physiologic abnormality of the brain, so you can't really see it, so we have to look for symptoms, and a lot of the symptoms can be pretty subtle. Typically, the concussion return to play programs are not going to be less than a week. Every day of the return to play programs, we'll have the ability to test those athletes both objectively and subjectively. And if they pass that day's test, they can then move on to the next kind of set of criteria. But there are really some very well, you know, developed return to play programs, and most of them have at least six stages, and each one of those stages can't be any less than 24 hours.
Wow.
So the fact that he's still out is not surprising, but we have to see how quickly he recovers. So, you know, typically the fastest is going to be about a week.
Doc, I'm with Keith Jones all the time, and he sustained concussions when he played hockey. I can't believe he ever cleared the protocol.
Well, maybe he hasn't.
One more, Doc. Doc, this is the last one. We have seen this almost every week now. These Thursday night games have tons of injuries.
Yeah.
Is it related to the lack of time to recover from the previous game? What do you think's going on there?
Well, the NFL doesn't officially report higher injury rates on Thursday night games, but I'm not sure that we have any objective data to support that.
Yeah.
You know, the reality is that these guys are putting a lot out there, and they need the recovery. And I think recovery is a very underappreciated part of sports and sports medicine. And, you know, for them to have a short week, get back out there and have to play with potentially less than full recovery causes a couple things. The body starts to fatigue a little bit faster. When we see people fatigue on the field, there's actually some biomechanical changes that occur in the way people move, and that potentially puts them in a position to make them at risk for more injuries. So there's a lot of data out there to suggest that fatigue is a bad thing, increases injury rates. You know, the question is, to what extent are these guys fatigued, and are we really seeing the objective numbers? I mean, it makes sense that these guys would have increased injury rates. We just don't have a lot of objective data about the Thursday night games yet. But I think there's got to be a role here for lack of recovery.
Well, Doc, I got to tell you, on a weekly basis, the NovaCare physicians come on our show and dazzle us
Dr.
with their
Bernardini.
Expertise.
Thank
Doc,
you.
Thank you so much for your input
thanks
today.
Thanks for your time.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.